And welcome to the Ron and Brian Podcast's weekly new game show. We like to call it the Newlywed Game. I am Brian, your host, and each week we are going to bring together three married couples and pit them against each other to see which couple knows each other the best. We'll have some laughs, some tears, maybe even some arguments. But more importantly, we are here to entertain your dead ass. But wait, there's more. Couples that are going to earn the most points each week are going to be declared the winner, and we will make a $50 donation to the charity of their choice. This week, we've got three lovely couples, Ronald and Susan, Donald Jr. and Kimberly, as well as Barry and Michelle. But let's start off. We're going to meet our first couple. From the electricity challenge suburbs of Pennsylvania, we have Ron and Susan. Welcome to the show, you kids.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Great to be here.
Thank you. So excited.
You know, the two of you are such a lovely couple. It is so great to see two people that have decided to get on the same path and share the rest of their lives together. And not only that, to spend it with us. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
All right. Well, I host one of the premier podcasts in the world, the Ron and Brian Podcast.
I am an avid cat lover, and I have seven cats. And I've been married to Ron, my dear husband, for, it will be 7 years this October.
Very good.
You two seem so in love with each other. So tell me, how long have you guys been married?
It will be 7 years this October.
That's great. That's just great. It makes me so happy. Not so much to my divorce attorney who asked me to hand out his cards during today's episode. You kids seem great. Tell us, what charity are you guys going to be playing for?
Oh, we're playing for PAWS, which is the Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society in Philadelphia.
Now, is that a kill shelter?
Oh, absolutely not, Brian. It is three. They have three no-kill shelters, and one of their main missions is to make the entire city of Philadelphia kill-free for animals.
Nice.
Now, does that include the human beings in South Philly, or are we just talking animals here?
That would be animals only, Brian.
So according to PAWS, it's okay that the trash in Philadelphia kills themselves, correct?
Correct. And I think it's okay with us, too.
All righty. Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's go over some of the rules here.
All right.
In the first round, the wives are going to be taken off the stage while their husbands are asked how they think their wives will answer five questions. What'd you say?
I said the pressure's on me first.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Rod, there's so much pressure on you. Let's keep going. So the wives will come back on stage and they're going to be asked their answers for those same five questions. Once the wife gives their answer, the husband's going to reveal the answer that he previously gave, which is written on his sheet of paper. A match for each question that you two get was worth 10 points. After that, we pull a switcheroo. There, the husbands are taken off the stage. The wives are asked five questions as to how they think their husbands are going to answer. When the husbands are back, they reveal their answers. Once again, each question is correctly worth 10 points. We do have a tiebreaker, which is each couple is going to be asked at the end of round two to predict, as of May 6th, 3 p.m., how many innocent American citizens have died due to the horrible Corona Chinese virus. So make sure that you have your official counts down. And remember, people, China lied, Americans died.
That's good to know.
I was expecting my audience to cheer on that one. Yes, a little China bashing in the middle of our Newlywed Game. All right, so Susan, we're going to ask you to go backstage with our fine attendant here, put on your headphones in our soundproof booth, and whatever you do, no eavesdropping. All right. Now that she's there, it's just us, Ron. Tell me, this isn't a question. We're just trying to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
But when was it that you said to yourself, Susan is the one?
You know, it was a long progression. We became friends first. before
That's
we
great,
started
Rod.
Dating.
Here, do you have your marker ready? We're just going to go right to the questions.
All right, fair enough. I didn't want to bore you.
All righty. All right, so here is your first question.
Okay.
You two win the lottery. What is the first thing that you are going to buy for yourself?
The first thing that we will buy for ourselves?
The first thing that Ron is going to buy for himself.
Oh, she's supposed to guess what I'm going to buy for myself first.
That's great, Ron. It's good that you were paying attention while the producers were reviewing the rules backstage with you before we started the show.
I just wanted to make sure I understood the question properly. I would buy myself a new car.
All righty, a new car. Is there any specific one or just a new car?
Just a new car. I don't want to get too detailed as I don't want the judges to disqualify any of our answers.
Understood. Ron, do you see yourself as a car guy?
I'm not much of a car guy, but I do like a nice car every now and then.
All righty. Are you ready for your second question?
As ready as I'm going to be, Dick.
What habit of yours is most annoying to Susan?
Ooh, that is a good question because she often points out many of them. So I have to figure which of the many annoying habits she is going to pick out. She hates when I don't tell her what I'm thinking. That's it. Are you
That's
looking
it.
For more?
Okay. Let's jump to our third question. The two of you are going out for dinner. Ron, you get to pick. What are you ordering for dinner?
What am I ordering? So you're talking of a style of cuisine?
It is, what are you ordering for dinner?
All right.
What is the meal that you are ordering?
The meal that I am ordering, probably ordering a pizza.
Is there any specific type of pizza, Ron, or you just like to go pizza?
We're just going to go pizza.
All right. Keep it nice and generic. We right. love that, right? Right, audience?
That's right. They do.
All right. Now the questions are going to get a little bit more challenging.
Oof.
Okay. What was Ron's favorite class in college? We're going to see how well your wife knows you.
My favorite class in college. I'll have to think about that. My favorite class was actually a class on Chaucer. So let's see if she actually remembers that.
Now, just for my naive and stupid ass, what is Chaucer?
He wrote the Canterbury Tales.
Oh, I heard all about them when I watched the movie Seven, starring Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. That's the one where Kevin Spacey slices off that lady's head.
Whoa, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Rod, that movie was made about 35 years ago. I think anyone who's going to see it has already seen it. All right, Ron, here's your final question. Ron, you are going to offer Susan a hall pass for one celebrity that she gets to have sex with, and it will not destroy your marriage. Who is that celebrity?
That is a good question. Because again, much like the things I do that annoy her, there are a lot of celebrities that she has had an eye for. I am going to go Bradley Cooper.
You're going to go Bradley Cooper. Is that because he is a Philadelphia Eagles fan?
Well, I think it's one of the last movies we saw him in, Star is Born. I think she was really getting into him then. So I'm going with Bradley Cooper.
Excellent, Ron. So let's just review your answers.
All right.
The two of you win the lotto. What is Ron buying for himself? A new car. To your answer to the question of what is your most annoying habit to Susan? It is that you do not tell her what you're thinking. Then we ask whether the two of you are going out for dinner and what are you going to be picking for your meal? And you're saying that Susan knows you so well that she knows you're going to pick a pizza. Then what was your favorite class in college? And we all believe that Susan's going to somehow say Chaucer. And then on the last question is that Ron is offering a hall pass for one celebrity. Who's it for? Susan's going to come back and say Bradley Cooper.
That sounds about right.
Awesome. All right. So congratulations, Ron. You didn't even break a sweat. You know, something tells me that you are just confident about the level of knowledge that you and your wife have. Let's bring your wife back. Susan, come on. Welcome. Welcome back, hey. Susan.
Hey.
How are you doing backstage? Did they take care of you?
I took a little nap, but I'm feeling good.
All righty. We're now going to see how well you and your husband know each other in round one. Now, Susan, let's go over the process again. We asked Ron 5 questions, and he gave us his answers. You are now going to be asked those questions, and you are going to tell us what you believe Ron answered for those questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. First question, each question worth 10 points. Susan, the two of you win the lotto. What is the first thing that Ron is going to buy for himself?
Oof.
And if you get stumped, don't worry. Ron took his sweet ass time during his portion of round one.
Oh, man, these are hard.
The first question.
He would pay off the mortgage.
All right, Ron, let's see. Did you say pay off the mortgage?
I said new car.
Oh, come on.
And really, most financial advisors will tell you your mortgage is the last thing you pay out because most investments give you a higher return of interest. Just a little trigger for you.
Sorry about that. So you guys did not score any points off the first question, but I have faith in you. All right, moving on. Let's go to question number 2. Susan, we asked your husband, what of his many annoying habits is the one that is most annoying to you? Susan, what are Ron's most annoying habit?
That's a really tough one, Brian. There's a lot of things that are coming to mind. I'm going to have to go with the first one that comes off the tip of my tongue, which is shaving his armpits.
Oh, you like it? You like a nice buckwheat bush coming out from underneath his arm?
Regular masculine hair on the armpits is good, not baby butt bear, which is what I deal with.
Interesting, interesting. Ron, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I like to feel pretty and be smooth. And unfortunately, the answer I came up with was she doesn't like it when I don't tell her what I'm thinking.
0-4-2. Interesting, interesting. Moving on to question number 3. Susan, you and your husband are going out for dinner. Ron gets to pick what he's eating tonight. What is the meal that he's going to order?
Steak.
Ron, is your answer steak? Show us, please.
That would have also been a good answer, but I went pizza.
Does Ron not order a lot of pizza when you guys go out?
I'm always the one asking for pizza, and he's like, oh, pizza again.
You know, I would order it to make her happy.
Maybe Ron does like pizza a little bit more than he wants to admit. Maybe. I think we're finding out a little bit more about Ron as we go deeper into these questions. Moving on. Question number 4, Susan. Here we go. What was Ron's favorite class in college?
English.
We will accept that. Ron said that it was an English class that he took Chaucer.
It was my Chaucer class on the Canterbury Tales. So it's good to see that the judges are very lenient.
Well, Ron, you are one half of this podcast, and you told me in advance of this game that you better fucking win. So we're going to make sure that if there's any chance you can get 10 points on a question, we're going to make sure that you get it. All right, Susan, down to the last question. We know that the two of you are in a faithful, loyal, monogamous relationship. So this last question is strictly hypothetical. Ron is going to give you a hall pass for one celebrity. Who is that celebrity that he's going to allow you to sleep with?
Me?
Yes, you.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ron, what was your answer?
I went Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that would be two.
All right, so let's score up our points after round one. With Ron and Susan, you didn't get the first 2 questions right. You didn't get the 3rd right, but you came in strong on the 4th question, giving you 10 amazing points. Unfortunately, Ryan Reynolds is just as plain white bread as Bradley Cooper, but the judges don't consider them the same person. You didn't get any points on question number 5. So as we enter the intermission for the Newlywed Game, sponsored by the Ron and Brian podcast. You two are sitting on 10 points. All right. Are we ready? Yeah. Are we ready for round two, Ron and Susan?
I'm ready.
Sure am.
All right, Susan, are you prepared with your paper, your cards, your marker? Ron, are you going to go spend some time backstage in the lovely soundproof waiting room?
I'm ready. Please send me there.
Now, do me a favor when you're back there. If you see a pizza, I want you to say no to it. But if you see a nice warm steak and a garlic butter sauce, I want you to just go hand first into it.
Will do.
All right, Susan, after a successful round one where you scored a whopping 10 points, we are now going to move on to round two. Here, we are going to ask you five questions, and you are going to tell us how you believe Ron will answer those questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Brian.
All right, let's go to question number one. What do you think is the first thing that Ron does when he wakes up in the morning?
I'm writing scratches balls.
He scratches his balls?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, does he do this in bed? Does he like walk around the house
does
and scratch
it matter? Him? You said the first thing. It's probably in bed.
Oh, I'm not. This is just us having witty banter. You know, there's no reason on the Newlywed Game as presented by the Ron and Brian podcast that you should feel defensive in any way. I want you to know this is a safe space, Susan. Tell me just for my own edification, does he scratch the left one first and then the right? Does he go right one to the left? Does he go back to front? What is Ron's ball scratching process?
I choose not to get close enough to know the answer to that question, but if I had to take a guess, I think it's just one swoop that may get every ball at the same time.
You know he only has two, so when you say every ball, you make it seem as if he's got eight dangling down there. No wonder he keeps complaining about how cold the water is in the toilet. All righty, scratches his balls. Susan, let's move on to question number two, which is, what is the gift that Ron gave you that you consider your favorite?
That would be my engagement ring.
Really? Can you tell me a little bit about the story of how he proposed?
Yes, Brian. So interestingly enough, we had gone out for pizza for dinner that night.
You don't say, Ron's favorite meal?
Yes, that would be correct. I still argue that it's also steak, but yes, we were out for pizza. And immediately following pizza, we took a nice little stroll to a lake around the corner. And we were by ourselves, and except for some ducks. And he got down on one knee and he asked me to marry him.
And you slapped him across the face?
I was utterly shocked, but in the best way possible.
Oh, that is so sweet. I didn't know that the big guy had it in him. All right, Susan, moving on to question number three. If you were to call Ron a superhero, which one would it be?
So I'll have to go with Soup Nazi because he cooks extremely well.
Now, you don't think that has anything to do with his desire to eliminate the Jewish people?
Absolutely not, Brian. Don't be silly.
You don't believe that it has to do with his childhood hobby of locking thousands of human beings into cattle cars and letting them stray out in the hot summer sun?
That was his brother.
Understood. And just to confirm, it's not because he watched Schindler's List when it came out in the movie theater and cheered throughout the entire movie.
It is not. He cried.
All right. So you're going to say that Ron is the Soup Nazi. Let's move on. Question number four. Who spoke the first words to each other when you met? What is Ron going to say?
I think he said, hey, what's up?
So you're saying that Ron is the one who spoke the first words?
Yes.
All righty. So the answer to number four, you're saying is that Ron spoke first to you. We're going to go to the fifth and final question. Are those sweat pellets dripping down your forehead, Susan? I want you to know something. There is nothing to be nervous here on the Newlywed Show, presented by the Ron and Brian podcast. Please feel free to check out our Twitter, our Facebook page, our Instagram page, our website, www.ronandbrianpodcast.com. We also have a Patreon. Click the link on our website. Also, feel free to check out the merch store. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Susan, fifth and final question here. How many weeks into your relationship Will you say that Ron's going to say that you guys had your first argument?
I will say that sounded
like you guys were at a steak dinner. Meanwhile, Ron was ordering pizza.
I will say 16 weeks.
16 weeks, not 16 candles. Great movie by Molly Ringwald, but you're going to go 16 weeks. Now, just out of curiosity here, Susan, what was your first argument that you had with Ron?
So the one that I recall was because at the time when we were dating, obviously we weren't official, and others were probably dating him as well. One of which was this very tall, redheaded woman that I happened to know about. And we had gone away on New Year's Eve, which was approximately 4 months after we started dating, hence the 16 weeks. And we went to a party where there just happened to be a random tall redheaded woman. And after several alcoholic beverages, it kind of just caused me to have a little bit of an emotional reaction.
Understood. Now, was this the same tall, redheaded individual that Ron had been seeing previous to your relationship?
Yes.
So this person was at this party?
Oh, no, it was a random person.
All righty. So we've got the answers to your five questions. I think what we do now is I think we're going to bring Ron back. All right, Susan, those were some lovely stories you just told about the beginnings of your relationship and maybe the end. All right. Now, don't forget, today we are sponsored by absolutely no one. Sponsors, if you're out there and you're listening to the Ron and Brian podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please hit us up on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Instagram page. You know how to reach us. There's a contact page on our website at ronandbrianpodcast.com. Check it out. Let us know that you want to give us your money while we whore ourselves out for your words. Ron, welcome back to the stage. How's everything going?
Going well and ready to compete.
Now, while you were backstage, there was a rumor that you were sitting there having drinks back there. Any truth to it?
I mean, I may have put down a cocktail or two. I can't confirm nor deny
that. Won't be the first cock you've ever put down, but definitely the last time you get some tail. All righty. Done. You know me, I'm just kidding. Ron, we asked your wife five questions to see how well she knows you. Now, we want you to answer truthfully, honestly, and in the way that is going to make this seem the most awkward as possible. All right, Ron, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Ron, we asked your wife five questions. Let's go to the first one. What did Susan say is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I roll over, put my arm around her, and cuddle her.
Oh, that is so lovely. I am so happy to hear a couple that loves each other that much. Susan, you said something very similar to that. I'm going to see if the judge is going to give you the 10 points. Susan, what was your answer? What is Ron's first thing he does in the morning?
Really? Scratch his balls, huh?
Yep.
Every single morning, I turn off the first alarm and we cuddle up together lovingly until the second alarm goes off. But no, she's making jokes. All right, well, there's 10 points down the drain.
Sorry, honey. I thought maybe you scratched your balls on your way over.
Oh, and the crowd is angry. The crowd is so angry. Let's go to the second question. Sorry, you guys scored no points there. Second question. Ron, what was Susan's favorite gift that you gave her?
The favorite gift that I gave her ever?
Ever.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever?
Ever, ever?
I mean, I would assume the engagement ring I gave her.
Susan, hold up your card.
Engagement ring.
All right.
All right. Nice. That you guys just doubled your score. All right, Ron. If Susan was going to call you a superhero, which one would it be?
If she was going to call me a superhero?
You are a superhero.
Oh, I am a superhero.
The question is, which superhero does Susan believe you are?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go Marvel because those are usually the only ones she can remember.
Obviously.
So I'll go Iron Man.
Iron Man, so close. I don't know if the judges will accept this one. Susan, what was your answer to this question?
So I said soup Nazi.
Of course. That so close.
That doesn't even make sense, but okay.
It does, because I asked Brian for help. What's a superhero that cooks?
So what was the next question, Brian?
Moving on to question number 4. Who spoke the first words when you two met each other?
Who spoke the first words when we met each other? I mean, we met at a wine bar in New Hope. I believe she was there first, so I probably did.
All right, Yay! Susan.
Damn,
whoa! Another 10 points. You guys are killing it, apparently. Susan knows you way better than you know her. All right, we're going to move on to question number 5. This is the final question before we compare totals with the other two couples. Don't forget, we went through this whole ordeal with Donald Jr. and Kimberly, as well as my friend Barack, Barry, and Michelle. Ron, your last question. How many weeks in your relationship before the two of you had your first argument?
Ooh. In how many weeks in our relationship?
How many weeks into your relationship did you guys have your first argument?
So I'm going to go 8 weeks.
8 weeks. All righty. The gestation period for a human cannibal. Let's see. Susan, did you say 8 weeks?
No, I said 16 weeks.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Ron, do you remember your first argument that you had with Susan?
I mean, I was going from when we started dating in October, and then we had an argument on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Which, how many weeks are in a month?
Well, first of all, we started dating in September.
Okay.
So that's where your error is.
Well, then September would be 12 weeks.
All right, so we're both wrong.
All righty. Let's do this. Let's go to the judges. Judges, Ron and Susan, we love them as a couple. They entertained our asses off. Ron scratched his balls. Susan looked at her engagement ring. And at the end of the day, they went out for a pizza and steak dinner. How many points did they score? Judges, show me a number. Oh, they scored 30 points. 30 Ooh. Points. Yes. For the win. The win. Ron and Susan, congratulations. You won first place this week in the newlywed game, brought to you by the fine people at the Ron and Brian podcast. How do you guys feel?
I feel almost as happy as I did the day I married this wonderful woman.
Susan, can you say something that can, you know, slightly even approach the level of love that your husband just showed you?
You know, I don't think I can. He always beats me at everything. But, I mean, I am really excited about the money that's going to fall.
Absolutely. So, once again, audience, please hold back your applause. No, seriously, please hold your applause. It's deafening. I can barely hear myself. It is so loud, the level of applause that's going on right now. I just want everybody to know that $50 will be donated today to the Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society, which nice. We like to call them because we're friends. Pause. Congratulations, you two. Thank you for playing. Do you have any messages for our listeners?
You know, just stay safe out there and spread the love.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Susan. We love you both.